Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 731, The Holy Rings, recorded live on April 23rd, 2020. Everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome to another fun podcast episode. This time we've got an interview. Back on the interview train. Yeah. Finally time to get back to some interviews, although it'll be a little bit different tonight because we had to do a pre-recorded one instead of a live recording because the particular guest we have is not in a in our time zone or our country, even.
Not exactly close to our time zone. Let's put it that way.
No. It's about the five-hour difference.
He is probably past his bedtime right now.
Yes, most likely. Anyway, it's Installation 00. We were able to have him on the show. We recorded a little pre-recording earlier today, so we got the interview done there, and it'll be here on the live stream after we're done recording our little segment here. But for those that are on the live stream, stay tuned and you'll hear that afterwards. For those on the podcast, depending on how late we go for this, it'll either be tacked onto the end of it or it will be a separate episode in and of itself. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully it won't be too...
Let's see how fast we can get through this community update first.
Exactly.
Or community highlight or whatever you want to call it.
Community spotlight.
Spotlight. That's the word I was looking for.
I think that's the word you were looking for. Yes. But before we get to that,
as he is editing the show notes as we speak, because he didn't get them done,
there were just two small parts that I forgot.
Sure.
They're small just parts.
Small parts.
They're small parts. They're small parts. I promise this is
now
this
they're
is
getting
the only
bigger.
I promise.
Because he can't figure. Because he can't figure out what font he wants to use.
That's how it gets pasted in, okay?
Yeah,
you normally don't see that stuff. just so everyone knows, I'm updating the two Podtacular articles because that was the one thing I forgot to do. Everything else is set. It's just that I forgot to do. I promise.
Uh-huh.
I promise. Anyways, as for our community update for the Podtacular side of things, GT, how did we do with Fraggin' Friday last week?
We actually had a lot of fun with Fraggin' Friday. We were in Halo 5. It won the vote for the second week in a row now. I wanted to play some ODST Slayer, but our party got too big right off the bat.
Yeah.
And we blew right past that one. I should have kicked somebody out and played it anyway.
It's all good.
I could have kicked Bobby out. No, nobody would have missed Bobby, would they?
Dang. And Bobby's not even here to defend himself.
I'm sure I'll hear about it next week after he listens to the podcast. Anyway, we spent some time in Fiesta. A little later on, we moved into some Warzone. Did a little Warzone firefight, and we even attempted regular Warzone.
Yes, and we got our butts handed to us. Yeah.
So after that, we moved into customs.
Yes.
It was unanimously decided that we would go into customs.
Yeah.
343, please find a way to organize the customs. I know you got a lot on your plate right now. Please fix that.
But GT, Halo 2 fighting on MCC PC. And
I know you have the PC port of Master Chief Collection. You have Halo Infinite. But fix your damn organization. Get some organization skills for Halo 5, would you?
Halo 5's a done deal at this point, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it's still a fun game.
Yeah.
You know, especially on the matchmaking side of it. I'm sure that we'll still have times where people want to play it, but I really hope they're doing something better for Infinite. Because if they come out with the broken sort system or well, actually lack of sort system that they have in Halo 5, I will be severely depressed.
You might pawn the game night responsibilities off to someone else as far as picking customs.
I might start being sick on Fridays.
343, please do not do that to us.
Please. Anyway.
Please.
But we had a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. We will be putting up the poll in our Discord server, so be sure to sign up. And if you are going to attend, please give us your vote so yes. we know what game to play and how to title our streams.
Yes, exactly.
It's nice to know that ahead of time.
Yep.
And not, you know, edit it while we're in the middle of doing the stream like some people does with show notes.
Excuse me.
When somebody forgets to change it from podcast to video game.
Wait, did I not do that today?
No, me.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Let us know ahead of time so we can be prepared. On the Achieving Halo side of things for the stream on Sunday, we are down to one achievement on Halo Wars 2. And for those that joined the really, really late session, there was one achievement that I was going for. Invigorating Frenzy. That's a Voridus leader power. And Bobby had turned on the skull, which made leader powers come back quicker. And I forget which leader he was playing as. But for an achievement that took us about 10 minutes to get, because I didn't have any more to get, we played an hour and 20 minute game. It was a standstill for a good 40 to 50 minutes. Yeah.
So nobody wanted to give up, huh?
Nope. There was almost a point where Bobby lagged out, but his connection stabilized. It was a long game. I didn't get to bed till after 1:30.
There were some times back in Halo Wars 2 when I was grinding out general rank with a couple of my other friends. We got locked into a couple of matches where they just, a 3v3 match, and it took almost an hour and a half to complete the match, because we just couldn't, neither team could get the edge. And, it was basically the way we won is we basically says, We're done playing this game, because we wanted to quit, but we didn't want to quit the game. We just threw everything we had at one guy and eliminated everything that he had on the map.
Ooh.
And we were cranking units as quickly as we could. We Dang. Had each one of us was focused on one discipline. One was anti-infantry, one was anti-air, one was anti-vehicle.
Jeez.
And it was crank them as fast and as hard as you can. I don't know. It was a hard fought battle, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it sucked.
Thankfully, we didn't get into any more of those.
Bobby and I still have to do some more matches to get general rank on Halo Wars. We're both at right around 700,000 XP, and the general rank is 960,000 XP.
Mm-hmm. It's a grind to get there.
We're close. We've calculated we have about another 15 hours jointly to get max rank. In Halo 5, I am rank 147, GT is rank 148, and we're both close to the end of our ranks.
No.
Unless you've gone to 149.
I just went to 149.
Oh, very nice. Correction.
I'm about a quarter of it. Well, no, I'm about an eighth of an inch into 149.
You can barely see the blue bar, right? Barely see the blue bar.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I recently got in there, and 152 before infinite is gonna be tough.
That doesn't surprise me.
At least they're being more generous with the XP boost now.
I need to log in and get my boost pack. I haven't done that yet this week.
I haven't either.
Z-Fox or C-Fox. I'm not sure. How exactly do you say your name, by the way?
Can you spell it phonetically?
Yes. She says she's 150.
Oh, no. Sorry. I just rolled 148, not 150. Or not 149. I just rolled 148. So I'm just ahead of you by half an inch.
Okay.
I have.
It is Finex. So it's
4 million XP to go or to get to finish to 149. And I'm at 227,000 XP. So I got a ways to go before I hit 159.
Yeah.
Sad.
I'm less than, I think I'm right around 100,000 XP for getting to 148.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to have to just bite the bullet and jump into Firefight and start grinding out Firefight.
Yeah.
With those legendary XP boosts, I was getting like 20,000 a match.
Yep.
On the Warzone. So.
Yep. That's just what you got to do. On the articles side of things, we have our streamer showcase, which I actually posted this weekend. And it was Uber Nick, like I mentioned last week. So go over and check that out over on podtaggler.com. And then Machinima Monday, we have Rise of the Spartans, which is one heck of a long Machinima series. It's, I think, 7 acts, and each act is at least an hour long or right around there. So it's another long Machinima.
Get your popcorn.
Yep. Got plenty of time to watch Machinima now. Or in my case, create a Machinima. That's way overdue.
That's a good thing. Maybe maybe that will actually get finished.
The goal is to have it all out before Infinite launches. That's the goal. Anyways, on the company commendations side of the house, we still are going for our Keeley Summit. We've got plenty of places, plenty of slots for people to come in and help us out if you want to. We have Killing an Opponent That Shot You First. We are just over 506 away from that one. Assassinations, we are 336 away from that one. And then Splatters, we are 86 away from that one. And then the last two are the same two. It's Killing Marines and Shoulder Bashes. Long time coming. Nothing new from the Tales from the Foxhole Discord server. We do remind people that if you want to share any kind of stories that you have within the Halo community, if it's just something that you run across in as far as like a funny moment you have in game or a cool experience that happened around the topic of Halo, like talking with coworkers or friends or something like that, you can feel free to drop it into our Tales from the Foxhole channel or Discord or share it with us on social media. All right, let's get into some of the matchmaking updates now. What do we got happening this week, GT?
Well, for this weekend, we have Rock and Rail in Halo 5 rotates in for ODST Slayer.
Rock and Rail.
Rock and Rail, man!
Rock it, dude!
And, you know, just a heads up, so you guys can get ready for next weekend, you have Halo CE Anniversary rotating in for Rock and Rail, and Warzone Turbo goes live.
Turbo time!
Get your calendar set so you can play.
Doing the turbo dance. And I'm humiliating GT in the process.
No. Go ahead. They can't see you. The people that listening on the download can't see you, so
this is
it
true.
Doesn't matter.
This is true.
For Master Chief Collection, for this started actually yesterday, on the 22nd. Halo Reach Anniversary was added to the 4v4. And then you have an experimental AR Start BTB rotates. The experimental AR Start BTB rotates out. Wouldn't think rotate would be that hard. And on Halo 5 and Master Chief Collection, it is double XP until the 29th.
Which is a week from yesterday.
6 more days from today.
Grind those XP bonuses. Get them done. I still wish Double XP applied for the boosts in Halo 5, but...
I wish the Double XP applied for the featured playlist.
That, too, would be nice. That would be really nice, actually.
Let's see. It looks like in an update for Halo Reach, partial team matchmaking is enabled. They reduce the skill rank matchmaking restrictions.
This is for Team Hardcore.
This is for Reach Team Hardcore. I'll specify that. Sorry. And we have a flight out now. Yay!
Yes.
Doing some Halo 2 and Halo 2 Anniversary flight testing. I've actually done some playing in it, and I've had, I don't know about you, but I've had some weird video glitches. Like a really bad screen tear. And, you know, I'm running on a fixed FPS, so I don't know if that's just me or anybody else has been having that problem.
That is interesting. That's not in the known issues article that I went through earlier. Not. Report it. That's what these tests are for. I actually haven't had a chance to play it yet, but I'm hoping to this weekend.
So the guy that's stuck at home all day long hasn't had time to play the Halo game.
I've been.
I go to work. I actually have to leave my house and go to work.
I have this other Halo project I'm trying to get done, so it's done for good. I don't have to worry about it anymore.
I have one of those, too.
But I will be playing it this weekend. I will be getting on and actually doing some campaign and multiplayer just to actually put my time into it and provide feedback as needed, since that's what the flighting is for. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. So there you go. Sure. There are some known issues that 343 has put out on the Halo support website, and I copied out the ones that are probably more notable. There's still quite a few in here, but I think all these are at least worth mentioning. Some of the other ones are kind of no duh or not as game impacting, so these are the ones that I think could be something that might catch some people off guard. First one being, ending custom games early can cause an error and loss of access to multiplayer. That's a really peculiar bug.
That is kind of a broken bug.
Yeah. Yeah. Restarting and skipping cutscenes can cause Covenant character models to become disconfigured in Halo 2 Anniversary graphics.
That would just be funny to look at.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. With crosshair position set to centered, when using binoculars, the reticle moves to lowered. Not game breaking.
I think I've noticed that.
Is it just the binoculars, or is it like with scoping as well?
No, it's just with the, you know, if you have a weapon that doesn't have zoom.
Okay.
Like your AR or something like that.
Gotcha.
There
is a slightly higher latency input on mouse when the frame rate settings are set to unlimited. Again, talking about games that are hard coded to frame rate and trying to undo that hard coding. Audio is missing when reloading weapons is done quickly. Can kind of make some sense, but it's still one of those quirky things. Performance lowers during games of three plots.
I haven't played any three plot yet, so.
Yeah, three plots is a territories variant for those who are not familiar with that. When using newer Intel drivers with onboard graphics, you cannot launch. I think that was for campaign. Let me double check that out. I think that was for campaign specifically. Oh, no, that's for Halo 2 Anniversary. Oh, okay. That's Halo 2 Anniversary, actually.
Okay, that makes sense.
Melee and secondary fire can be mapped to the same key binding.
There's a problem with that?
I mean, if you have a dual-wielding weapon and you want to fire your second weapon, you're going to melee it away instead of shooting it.
Yeah, you're going to throw your SMG at them and shoot them.
Frame rate is locked to multiples of 60 for both campaign and multiplayer. This is for Halo 2 Classic specifically. On your first time booting the game, when you leave any Halo 2 game, the loading screen appears in all menus. That's a very weird one.
Mm-hmm.
Sound distortion is present after firing the battle rifle in multiplayer.
I've heard that.
Yep. The sun is not rendering on most Halo 2 maps and missions.
Not breaking my heart.
That's just a weird bug.
It probably does need to be fixed.
And bullet registration is not in parity with the original Halo 2.
That I have noticed.
Yeah.
Especially when I shot a guy with a shotgun 3 times and didn't kill him.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And I was well within shotgun range.
Well, there you go. It's a bug.
And of course, same guy, except he's got the shotgun and he one shot. Thanks, 343.
Yay, bugs.
Actually, that time, I think it was because of connection.
Okay.
I think he was having some connection issues.
Got it. Again, there's more known issues that they have reported. It's over on the Halo Support website, if you want to go check it out. If you find a bug that's not listed there, please report it, because that's what the flighting is for.
Mm-hmm.
Do your due diligence, write it down, be smart about it. So, apply those smart principles. Specific, measurable, actionable, measurable, and timely. There you go. We have our latest community spotlight. Thank you, Snickerdoodle, for getting it out in time for us to actually look over it and come up with our picks.
Yeah, I actually had time to actually go through the whole thing.
Right? Who'd have thunk?
So I had more picks this week.
Yay! First one, I just want to shout out because it's Halo and Doom. And
yeah, it looks, well.
looks pretty cool. GT's not thrilled.
It does. it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, it's cool.
It's just the latest craze right now in the community.
Yeah. Everybody likes Doom.
Yep. I haven't actually played it before.
I haven't played it, and I probably won't play it.
Same. All right, first pick. Again, we're doing our top picks, so we're not going to go through everything. But first pick, I picked this one, A Stroll Through the Woods by Luminous Cactus. I think it's really pretty. Blue team.
Mm-hmm.
A very...
That actually, that kind of reminded me of what, like, from Ghosts of Onyx, with the Fred and the Spartans wandering around the Forerunner world. That's kind of what it made me think of.
Hmm.
I mean, it's obviously Blue Team, but...
Yeah.
But that's the first thing that popped in my head.
Okay. I just think it looked pretty.
Mm-hmm. I do like the Warthog with the anime character.
With Ruby characters? Yeah. Yeah, that Ruby was pretty cool.
I thought that was appropriate.
Yep. Rooster Teeth kind of being a big staple within the Halo community and Machinima. So yeah, I can agree with that. Next one we have here is one of your picks. This is Spartan by The Game World. I don't think
it's really done well. That's what got my attention.
It's a commissioned digital art drawing and painting. It's not a specific Spartan, but it does look really well done. Nice clean lines. I like some of the brush on the armor pieces where it's not just a clean metal, but it actually has some dirt and grime on it.
There's a little bit of it's got texture to it.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's been used.
Yep. And yes, Skyrim Halo, I did notice that the Warhawk said Puma on the side of it on the previous one. This next one is your pick as well. This is A Valiant Rescue by Katarn343.
That's straight out of the book.
First Strike.
First Strike.
Yep. It's Alice in the Cryo 2? Who is in the Cryo 2?
Ellie? Ellie or Linda? Linda. Thanks.
Linda. Pins. Thanks, Pins. Yeah. So it's John recovering Linda's cryo tube. Because they put her in there because she suffered a near fatal wound.
Industry.
Yes.
Well, no, it was a fatal wound. They put her in they put her in the cryo tube to keep her from expiring.
Well, I said near fatal because she made it, obviously.
Well, actually, she was dead. They just kept her from spoiling until she could be fixed.
Exactly. That's why.
Anyway.
Yeah. And I like the little Covenant carrier in the background. Kind of snuck that in there. So, all good there. Next one we have is also a pick of GT. This is Last Stand by Aviation Spartan. This is another kind of Doom-inspired Halo SFM. It's got the kind of gray tones and the dirt tones of Doom. Got some or got one dead elite over there. Got some other Covenant ships in the background. It's a really cool aesthetic there. Let's see. Next one, I think, is mine. No, sorry. One more for GT. This is Helljumpers by Dragoon Man. I'm guessing I'm saying that something right. Or somewhat right. I don't know. Probably butchering some of these names. It has a whole troop of Helljumpers. Six of them in there. I don't think it's necessarily any particular squad, but it's just a render of ODST's Helljumpers specifically. Next one is actually one I have picked. We have a lot of them picked up here in this first section, actually. This one is Infinity Fallen by Bahail. I'm guessing that's how you say that. I have no idea. But this one is of Master Chief on, looks like just a ship or kind of outside of the ship on something all around a Halo ring. This is another digital art inspired by Halo Infinite. Yeah, I like this one, Pins. I like kind of the art aesthetic, like the kind of pencil drawing aesthetic to it. And we've got the next one, I think, is another one of mine. I'm checking. Okay, so the next one is GT's, and it's the Legendary Legacy. This is by Nodor the Conqueror. These are all on Twitter so far. This is someone taking a stab at making the Halo difficulty signs. This is a Blender render. I couldn't quite make out what the shield was actually made of. Or it was just kind of a simple textured shield that they did. But this is a Blender render.
I like that one.
No pun intended. Yeah, this is your last one in this section. We must have.
Yeah, I really like that one. I like the shields.
Yeah, I don't know, the actual shield part just didn't quite like. I'm not sure. There's just something off about it that doesn't match with everything else. It seems like, but
yeah, it is. It's kind of a different take on the shields, but I liked it.
That's good. I think that's you have one more, and then I have two more.
Mm-hmm.
I almost chose this Huragok.
Yeah, me too.
It pretty.
But the last time one of those showed up in the stream, I picked it, so I didn't leave it alone this time.
Well, okay, here's one of our honorable mentions. This is Tom Jurassic.
Mm-hmm.
And down Cortana. So Mega Blocks, or Mega Constructs action figures.
Mm-hmm.
And this next one is one of your picks, GT. This is Chief Terrarium. Get that one right. I almost picked this one too.
Yeah, I saw that and I'm like, you know, I remember doing this with spiders and when I was a kid.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of the environments from Halo 4 in the forest. Yes, Pins, part one for lighter than some. That's right. Yep. And there's still two more of mine. This is one of mine. There's a Unice Oni wood engraving of maybe a cigar box.
Mm-hmm.
This is by HeroWind124 on Reddit. And then my last one is one of these Twitter ones all the way down here. There it is. By Dagger6Art. And this is an art piece of Chief overlooking the portal at Voi. And this is in honor of Earth Day. I like this one. This one's really cool. So those are our picks of the community spotlight. Again, we're not going over everything because there's a lot in here. So if you want to go check it out, definitely recommend you go check it out because there's a lot of stuff in here that is really cool. And again, these are just our top picks from the update. So there you go. On the social stream side of things, they're actually kind of changing the game up a little bit. They're doing community play dates now because as Unishek kind of cleared things up last week on Twitter. What they're doing is the community playdates is just playing with the community, and they're still doing the Ice Unicorn skins and nameplate, whereas the social stream is where they're more interacting with the community and sharing a couple things, doing interviews and that kind of stuff. So instead of Wednesdays, they're playing on Tuesdays starting around 1 p.m. Pacific time, which is 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 9 p.m. UK time. So if you want to get on, it's not Wednesdays anymore, but it's Tuesdays. That's where you can get your Ice Unicorn skin and nameplate. The Relief and Recovery Rec Pack is still available until April 30th. So if you want to help 343 out with their contributions to global giving for coronavirus relief and want to get some cool Halo stuff to use, then you can go on over to the Microsoft Store, aka.ms/relief pack, and get your rec pack over there. All proceeds are going to the Global Giving's Coronavirus Relief Fund. And that's for everything that is ordered through April 30th. We've got a Today in Halo and a Fiction Friday. You want to take care of those, GT?
Sure. 22nd April, 1952. 1952? 2552. The original Noble 6, Tom A293, sacrifices his life in the battle against the Covenant above the surface of the
Fumarole.
Fumarole, leaving an open spot on Noble Team. In other words, if anybody remembers the marketing for Halo Reach, you may have remembered seeing Kat carrying a bomb and getting shot. Tom AE293 is the Spartan that picks up the bomb and takes it to the Covenant carrier.
And blows it up.
And it goes boom. And I was really surprised when that little piece of information dropped that they would take basically a commercial and make it canon. That just kind of cool.
Yeah.
For Fiction Friday, Friction
Friday.
Freaking. Sorry, I've been watching Battlestar Galactica.
So oh.
Give me some credit here. Frack! Oh.
That's a series I haven't watched yet that I really want to watch.
What's that? Battlestar?
Mm-hmm.
Original or the second one?
The second one. The sci-fi TV show one.
Yeah. I like both of them. The original one is... It does have corny moments, but overall, it's a good story.
Yep. I just remember seeing it on right before we would watch Stargate. Yeah. So, like, it would be ending as we would get ready to watch Stargate. So, it was just one of those things of, I know I should watch this because I've heard a lot of good things about it. I just haven't ever watched it before.
It was really, really well done. And I give them props for playing in a universe that was tough. At the time that they released that, there was a lot of sci-fi, space sci-fi at that time. And it did actually really well. Anyway, for Fiction Friday, built from an extended Pelican hull, the Condor is a long-range aerospace transport vessel equipped with a slipspace drive and developed by Misread Armory.
Misread Armory makes a lot of stuff in the Halo universe.
Uh-huh. And occasionally souped up by Virgil.
Huh?
Occasionally, some of them have been souped up by Virgil.
Condors? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Okay, sorry. Wow, it took me a long time to get that connection. Yep, you're right. My bad, I did not pick up on that one.
Lord Nut, he is not.
It just took me a second. Over on the community update side of the house, we have a new article on playgriffball.com. There are Halo 5 mid-season rankings by Skittles. And this is for the mini series on Xbox that they're doing. This is the Halo 5 mini series. Because that's not confusing. We got Spartan Keb from the Halo Wheelman over following us on the Mixer stream. Thanks for following us, dude.
Yeah, thanks for the follow.
Haven't heard from the Wheelman in a while, actually. I've actually been thinking about reaching out to you guys and checking up to see what's going on over there. We're adding a new one to our community listing, Horispus. Some of you guys may know him from Twitter musings and sometimes controversial opinions and topics on Twitter. But he has an article that he recently released titled Why I'm Excited for the Halo TV Show. It's gotten pretty good feedback so far. It's a good read. I haven't read through the whole thing yet. It's probably a good like 20-minute read. But you can go on over there and check that out over on this blog, our horuspice.blog. Go figure. On the community content side of things, we have a couple of podcast updates. On the HCS Pro Talk side, we have episode 123, Halo 2 Takes Flight. On the Podcast Evolve side of things, we have Mission Debrief episode 94, which is the mission Reactor on Halo Wars. Episode 208 of the Mainline podcast, titled Infinite Covenant Remains. And then there is a new show that they have started. The second episode is their latest one. It's called Build with Blocks. And their second episode covers the Halo Infinite Mega Construct Set First Look. So this is taking first look at some of the stuff that was revealed at the New York Toy Fair back in February. Finish the Fight has two new podcasts out. The first one is a bonus episode, their eighth one, and it is titled What is Cursed Halo? A Look into Halo Custom Edition. And for those that don't know, Cursed Halo is a mod for Halo Custom Edition, which does some really wacky stuff in multiplayer. And
I need to figure out a way to be able to do that and isolate that so I can have multiples going. Because there's so many of those custom Halo customs that I want to try out, but I don't want to break the ones I already have.
All you have to do really is copy the full Halo Custom Edition directory to another directory and then just run the specific exe within that directory, and it should
work. Do you have to rename the exe or anything?
Uh-uh. Because it's all relative to the...
As long as it has the right EXE. Path on it, that's all that matters.
Uh-huh. It doesn't use environment variables, it doesn't use anything in registry, because you could basically, from the Halo CE disk, pull and drop things into a folder without properly installing it, and it runs just fine. So if you just make another copy of the directory, you should be fine.
I may have to do that.
Yeah. And then episode 29 of the Mainline podcast for Finish the Fight is Combat Evolved Anniversary. Halo Outreach podcast is a new one as well. Episode 36 titled Halo 2 Anniversary Flight Impressions. On the YouTube side of things, we're going to do something a little bit different as well. Similar to how we do the community spotlight, I'm going to take a look at kind of the top three or four videos to check out. We'll still have a full list of videos in the show notes. And again, the show notes are available over on our Patreon. So the first one I'm going to call out is one from Green Skull over on Ready Up Live. And this one features Ubernick. And it is kind of a candid dialogue between Green Skull and Ubernick on how Halo 2 feels on PC. They make some pretty good points in there as far as like aim assist mm-hmm. on controller, how PC with mouse and keyboard, there's just some advantages that you have being able to kind of just turn around real quickly and have the change in FOV is a pretty big deal as well. So some good discussion yeah. points there. Next one I'm going to call out is Eckhart Salader. Some very tragic stuff happened in his home country. I won't go into too much details, but there was a mass shooting, and Canada rarely gets mass shootings, and it's just kind of making aware of things that are going on. He has started a GoFundMe for those who want to contribute to the families that have suffered from the tragedy that has happened. So you can go check out a couple of those videos over on his channel. The next one I'm going to do is The Domain. There is a part two of a large construction set of a custom build of Oni, or the bridge from Oni Alpha Site from Halo 3 ODST. So about cool. 2 weeks ago, he did a little spotlight, and I think we may have mentioned on here, of the control tower to actually blow up the bridge. This part two is actually showing him kind of building the bridge, and then either today or tomorrow, he's supposed to be releasing his part three of the full thing finished. So some mega constructs builds there, which is pretty cool. And then the last one I'm going to bring up here is a video from Installation 00, who happens to be our featured interview. And he has a video titled Fighting Spartans, which is a big theory video on the possibility of AI being able to take over some of the Gen 2 Spartan suits. And he goes into some of the descriptions that we see from suits in Halo 4 and Halo 5. and how some of them, like Spartans, suffer from euphoria-like symptoms because of augmented reality type stuff that AIs can influence on visors and stuff like that. So it mm-hmm. goes into a lot of detail on some of these different armors and how they can be subjugated to AI influence that might get Spartans to actually kill friendly allies or that kind of stuff if any AI is allied with the created movement, or kind of just giving Spartans a false perception of what's actually happening. So there's a whole bunch of theory and assumptions to go into it, but it's definitely an interesting thought experiment. I'm not sure how much I agree with it happening in Infinite, but it's an interesting video nonetheless. And then there is artwork that was not in the spotlight, but I wanted to highlight because he did actually post it in our Discord. This is from Archangel, and he did a render of the Halo 2 poster with Master Chief in the foreground holding the dual SMGs, have a Covenant carrier in the sky with some Phantoms, and the new Mombasa high-rise in the background. It's very similar to the poster, the promotional poster, but he redid it. And then it got such a good reception, he actually put some of the branding on it. So he put the Xbox logo, Bungie, Microsoft, and that kind of stuff. So it's basically his recreation of the Halo 2 promo poster, or one of them.
Before we go past this too far, I got to call out Team Respawn for the 3.5 hour Super Turtle in Halo War 2.
That was the Yap Yap Super Turtle, right? Damn, Yap Yap. Yap Yap's crazy.
I thought an hour and a half game was bad.
Right? 3 hours. 3 freaking hours.
I'm surprised somebody didn't quit.
Who was getting frustrated at that one? Oh, there's one more that I shouldn't pass up, because this actually is pretty... This actually made the spotlight, and I purposely did not talk about it there because I had it in here. But Tremacious Tricosity, they managed to get themselves on... I forget what the last mission of Halo Reach is called, but there is a statue of Master Chief way out in the shipping yard, and they managed to actually land on top of the Master Chief statue, which is pretty big because the actual building around it, you just fall straight through. So the fact that they landed on the Master Chief model, which is the only solid piece out there, is a pretty big deal.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's been something apparently that's been attempted over 10 years, like since the game came out. It's Lone Wolf is the mission.
Yeah, I tell you what, these guys are absolutely, positively gods when it comes to glitching maps.
Yep. And they glitched out of the map by grenade jumping onto a spirit and then using armor lock to clip themselves out of the map boundary for 2 of the players, and they had to do this for 3 players, and then the 3rd player got the drop shield and just spammed the drop shield animation to break the boundary as well.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention they had to stack grenades and crates
and get certain weapons
all while being shot at.
Yep. I'm guessing they probably did this on easy difficulty.
Yeah, they did. It states it right in the video. But it's unbelievable. Yeah, how do you come up with this stuff? I mean,
figure out how to break the map.
Coming out the first time someone did it, how long did it take them to figure out that you could ride a spirit if you armor locked? I mean, now that's common knowledge.
Yeah, I think that's been knowledge for a while, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, when it was originally, you know, when it originally was figured out.
Oh, yeah. There's some really clever people that just know tricks to try to get out of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, armor lock is one of those things. I don't think it had ever been seen in any game.
Okay, yeah, the ability.
I can't think of anything. You know, it's just it's weird. It's just amazing how these people come up with this stuff. Is all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, but anyway. I'm completely there with you. It's nuts how they do it. On the community musings side of things, we've got a couple of new tweets from Halopedia. We've got our Trivia Tuesday and Lore Thursday. You want to take a whack at those, GT?
Sure. Maybe I can actually read this.
Read
and okay, for Halopedia's Trivia Tuesday. Did you know that during the production of the Halo 3, artist Dr. Abominable?
Abominable.
And Abominable. Oh.
Just not the snowman. Okay. He's the doctor, not the snowman.
He's the Abominable. And Vin Diesel. And Vic, what, DeLorean?
DeLorean?
DeLeon?
Vic DeLeon.
There's where that French, that's where that
Vic
French
stuff DeLeon. That's what I was warming up for at the beginning of the podcast.
That's what she was doing. I see how this goes. Created a Forerunner visual look. Dev tested later. Created a Forerunner visual look. Dev tested later known as the Lost City. The city was later featured in Halo Legends Origins. That's cool.
Yeah, this is the thing that we mentioned last week.
Mm-hmm.
That Vic tweeted out.
Yeah. For Lore Thursday, the mausoleum of the Arbiter was located, the mausoleum of the Arbiter was a location on High Charity where the recoverable remains of every Arbiter in the Covenant's history were stored. In 2552, Fel Vadam was bestowed the armor and the title of Arbiter in the mausoleum.
What would you have your Arbiter do? What would you have your Arbiter do? I'm sorry. My wife is giving me the look.
I'm going to give her a baseball bat here in a minute.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. And then Steve Downs still has his cameos. He's doing them for the month of April for all proceeds that he gets going to Project Cure, which is also helping fight the COVID-19 crisis. Last week, he reported that they were already at 20,000 raised for his goal of 30,000. So you can head on over to cameo.com/sdownes. That's S-D-O-W-N-E-S. To get your cameo over there. And then going over to noobcabo.com, going to start reporting some of the events that they have over there because they're really on top of actually reporting community tournaments that are happening. For this weekend, starting tomorrow, April 24th, there is the UNCW Seahawk Esports Club Battle at the Beach, Halo 5 4v4, and FFA. Of course, this is taking place in, I guess it's online, actually. I was going to say it in Seattle, but that doesn't make sense because everyone's at home.
Yeah.
There is a $5 per player or $20 per team entry fee. 50% of the entry fee goes towards the prize pool. So depending on how many teams they have registered will dictate how big the prize pool is. But the 4v4 prize pool is at least $100 and the FFA is at least $50. Everything starts on Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And there is a smash.gg a tournament that you can find. On the 26th, which is Sunday, we have the Halo Australia Pro League Halo 5 4v4 number 1. This is a Halo 5 4v4 double elimination tournament using HCS style settings. Free to enter. Prize pool is 100 for first, 300 for second, 100 for third. And this is going to be Sunday, April 26th at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And then also on Sunday, April 26th, is SWAT Nation Easter Headhunt. Spring Fling Edition Halo 5 2v2. Teams must consist of one male and one female player. Signups are available until, well, they're over now. They were over an hour and a half ago. But the tournament will be taking place on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time with a prize pool of $500. All right, it is time to jump into our topics of the week, which we've got quite a few of them. We have, first up, our community poll. We started doing those again. We got a new one, which was very difficult, and I think a lot of people think I'm evil at this point with the poll that I put out. It is favorite novelist, based on people who have actually written Halo novels, so kind of not counting the ones that have only done short stories and things like Evolutions or Fractures, stuff like that. So, favorite novelist. We also have a couple of Halo leaks. I use leaks in quotation marks because...
Yeah.
But the community's been talking about them, and we haven't talked about them yet, so at least we'll briefly talk about them and give our own little inputs to them. And then we have our interview with Installation 00. And again, if for the recording podcast of this thing on how late we go through and actually get through some of the topics here, it might be split off into a separate episode. If not, it'll be at the very end of this episode. We have community topic that we'll do first. So the options that we have for the community poll is we got 13 of them, starting off with Eric Nyland, obviously author of quite a few books, and I actually didn't put together that he wrote much more or anything else than Fall of Reach and First Strike, but Ghost of Onyx. But he also wrote Halo Wars Genesis, which is, I think, the thing that was part of the limited edition of Halo Wars. A little book in there. So, author of Fall of Reach, First Strike, Ghost of Onyx, and Halo Wars Genesis. We've got William Dietz, who's the author of Halo the Flood. We've got Joe Staten, author of Contact Harvest and Shadow of Intent. We have Tobias Buckel, who's author of Halo the Procol Protocol and Halo Envoy. We have Greg Baer, author of the Forerunner Trilogy. We have Karen Travis, author of the Kilo 5 Trilogy. John Shirley, author of Broken Circle. Matt Forbeck, author of New Blood, Legacy of Onyx, and Bad Blood. Peter David, author of Helljumper and Hunters in the Dark. And we just got a raid from Hayden. Thanks for the raid, dude.
What's up?
How's things going over there? Good evening. Thanks for bringing your party over here with us.
Raid! Oh.
We just got raided by Hayden. Thanks, dude. That's awesome. We've got a community poll that we're going through right now. If your fans want to go through it, we have all the novelists who we are going over, if you so choose to have them respond. We've got Peter David, author of Halo Helljumper and Hunters in the Dark. We've got Frank O'Connor, author of Saint's Testimony. Troy Denning, with the most books under his belt, with Last Light, Retribution, Silent Storm, Oblivion, and the upcoming Shadows of Reach. We've got Kelly Gay, author of Smoking Shadow and Renegades, the ones that we just finished, which are awesome reads. And then we've got Cassandra Rose Clark, author of Halo Battleborn and Meridian Divide, the books that we are actually doing next, in case you missed that from last week. So, of course, everyone is torn about picking their favorite Halo author. I think this is more the most torn and not controversial, but what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Like, generating the most, like, anxiety or angst or difficulty in choosing out of any of the polls that we've done or probably will do. But we've got a couple of responses on Discord, and then we have some responses on Twitter that we'll go through. So, starting with the Discord, Spartan0398, he is going to put his vote to Frank O'Connor or Troy Denning.
Yeah. Eric Nyland for me, by the way.
I actually haven't made a decision on this one yet. I'll think about it and come up with one. Pins on the Discord. He says, with respect to everyone on the list, his favorite is going to be Eric Nyland. Primarily for his work on The Fall of Reach, and then short stories in some of the other, like Halo Evolutions and Halo Fractures as well. And then Skyrim Halo, who I think is still in the Mixer chat, he said he's going to have to go with either Eric Nyland or Karen Travis. Kind of biased because he only has a small collection of books, but those are his two favorites out of what he has read so far. I think a lot of people, if I had to guess, a lot of people who are Halo fans of the original Bungie era will probably pick Eric Nyland, because that's kind of one of the more prominent authors of that time.
Well, yeah, he was the author at the time. And I can't fault them for picking him. But of all the authors, he is my favorite author.
He has just the style that he writes it with is just, it's almost like that Halo style almost.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Matt Forbeck and Troy Denning are probably the next closest ones, obviously excluding Joe Staten and Frank O'Connor because they freaking worked on the game.
Yeah.
But outside of the game, I think Matt Forbeck and Troy Denning are probably the next closest two. Although Kelly Gay did a pretty good job with the Reon Forge arc of Halo.
Yeah. Yeah, I really appreciated that one. That was a good one.
But I definitely sympathize with people. It was a hard choice, and I put you guys through a lot to choose, and I'm sorry for that, but it's kind of one of those next things like, oh, this would be a good poll to see what people think. And
yeah, this would be a great idea. Not.
I think people appreciated the idea. It's just they didn't appreciate having to make a choice.
Yeah, probably.
Over on the Twitter side of things, first response, actually Harispus responded to this one within like 5 minutes of me posting it.
Yeah.
He said no particular order because he couldn't possibly just pick one, which there'll be a lot of I can't pick one.
Yeah.
He says Greg and Chloe Bear. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, they kind of write together.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Gay, Frank O'Connor, Eric Nyland, and Joe Staten. And then he has some shout-outs to some of the other small stories that were in Evolutions that I did not include. Forward unto Don, they said they couldn't pick favorites. That wasn't the question. The question was to pick your favorite. Fuchs or Danny or whoever responded from the Forward unto Don Twitter account.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Get it right.
Right? Answer the question. Haas says Nyland, because it started the whole series for him. But he also thinks Denning is also kind of on the same caliber as Nyland.
Oh.
Troy Denning's probably, I mean, now he has the most novels under his belt with Shadows of Reach coming out. So he's definitely one of the more prominent Halo authors now. Revolver, he says Nyland for him. Podcast Evolve responded with, gotta go with Greg Bear or Troy Denning. Bear for his unparalleled world building and incredibly deep storytelling, and Denning for his character development and telling a compelling story without the need for a new MacGuffin. Then Sith Venator says Kelly Gay. Delta Halo Core or CR Core Control Room. Oh, Delta Halo Control Room Core says Troy Denning. Def Guru says for him is going to be Nyland, because it kind of started the establishment of the extended universe. But Troy Denning and Kelly Gay are close seconds. Centric says Eric Nyland and Joe Staten, biased because of the ones that he's read the most. We have Gamer Cadet says Nyland, Bear, and Travis are their favorites. Nyland for great action, Bear for space opera, and Travis for characterization. Distant Tide says for his two top ones are Nyland and Denning. The Kirchis says Nyland and Denning. So Nyland and Denning are kind of the top two contenders right now. Kind of makes sense. Panther Draws says, you can't ask me to pick just one. Come on, that's not fair at all.
It's a tough choice.
Yeah. His top ones, though, are Tobias Buckel, Fred Denning, Joe Staten, Kelly Gay, and Cassandra Rose Clark. For at the pseudo, or Chris Mitchell, he says it's impossible, but he's going to go with, I'm not sure how to decipher that. He wrote Eroy Trier, but I'm guessing he's like combining names here.
Probably.
Like Greg Bear, Troy Denning. I'm not exactly sure what he did here. I'm guessing Greg Bear and Troy Denning is what he's going for in that one. I'm not entirely sure.
Possibly.
We've got at Rimblore45, who's Nicole Tremblay on Twitter, says Kelly Gay, Troy Denning, and Matt Forbeck. I actually haven't gotten a lot of Matt Forbeck, so I'm a little surprised at that one. Malfunction says Team Karen Travis, love the Kilo 5 trilogy. SJ War Machine says Eric Nyland. That's a pretty good one as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of retweets of which don't show up in reply chains that I have on my phone. Go through all the extra notifications that I have. One of them is from Unikraken. And if I can get to it. Man, Jay, how many retweets have you posted? Unikraken said Denning is probably his most favorite, but he's wants to shrink at the question and say, aren't we so lucky just to have so many great authors to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a fair assessment.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard to pick. The original trilogy is my favorite and will always be my favorite, but it's not by much.
Yeah.
All the rest of the books rate really close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had to pick one trilogy to read, it would be the original. But yeah, I cycle through all the books. I literally start from the beginning and work my way through all the books just over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only time I deviate that is when Dust finally catches up and reads a book, and then we have to do a podcast.
Jeez. Thanks. No, I'm kidding. You're totally right, though. I'm behind, and I'm trying to get caught up.
But, you know, it's a hard choice. And that's a good problem to have. Because that means there's a lot of good stuff out there to read.
Yes. Yes, it does. But yeah, it's a lot of good stuff out there. We do have a couple of responses in the Mixer chat for some of the people that we just got rated by from Hayden. So thank you, Hayden, for bringing some people over. Actually, this one's over in Mixer, but Cardan Drekarov, he said he was reading Nyland before he ever played one of the games. So I'm guessing, he says Nyland for life. So Eric Nyland for him. Eric, I don't think I saw you anywhere post something. So if you have one that you want to chime in on, and then
he says Silentium and Legacy of Onyx as far as
books. So that would be Greg Bear and Troy Denning. Then Z Fox says she can't pick one either. Picking is difficult.
Must pick.
I think for me, that's a hard one between Nyland and Denning. I'm right there with everyone else. Mm-hmm. It's Nyland and Denning. Those are the close ones. If I had to pick, probably Nyland, because like establishing the foundation of the extended universe.
Yeah.
Because I mean that was a huge part, and that still continues to be today a huge part of the Halo franchise is the extended lore.
I mean, you know, the original game got me interested. It got me interested enough that I bought Halo 2. I actually honestly did not get the books until I don't think I started reading the books until Reach came out. But once I did, I was hooked. I whenever a new book launches, I buy it immediately.
I do the same. I pre-order it for hard copy, and I pre-order it on Kindle as well.
Yeah, I haven't had a problem with not getting books because I get audio ones, so they just download and I have it.
All digital content.
I would eventually like to collect the physical books. But right now, I can either have the physical book or I can have the audiobook. If I have the physical book, I probably won't have time to read it because I'm one of those people that cannot sit down and just read. If I sit down and read, I go to sleep.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how interesting the story is. It just, for me, it puts me to sleep.
If that works for you, I don't think it would work for me, but
that's. Yeah, I mean that's why I do audiobooks because for one, I can do other things while I'm listening. So, you know, I can work on my truck, I can work on, you know, bookkeeping. I, you know, drive back and forth to work, whatever. And it just makes it convenient.
I mean, I can understand that. It's just, for me, it's difficult to do audiobook.
Well, you know how I'm such a good reader.
Yeah. That's okay. Everyone got a preferred way to do it, so it's good.
Everyone got way to use proper English there, Dust.
Oops. I was looking at the chat because Hayden also actually posted his pick, which is Denning. And then Laird said Denning and then Nyland.
Mm-hmm. Which are, they're both really good picks.
Mm-hmm. I think Nyland eked out over Denning, though. Probably overall in the poll results.
Overall, yeah. Not that we're keeping track or anything.
Right. So thanks, everyone, for your responses. I'm sorry it was a difficult one. I know it was a difficult one. I had a feeling it would be a difficult one. But it just goes to show that people really love the extended universe, no matter who's writing it. So there you go. And thanks, everyone, for putting in your input, especially those who just joined us on the stream. Lifetime inputs there as well. All right. Let's discuss these leaks.
And just, you know, we put the air quotes up just for the audio version. Yeah. Could be.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Take these with huge, huge grains of salt. I'm not even going to.
It's inventive. I will tell you that much.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to take the links out of the show notes when I put the show notes onto Patreon. But just for the sake of conversation, because it has gotten around the community, and if you want to go find the leaks, you can go search for them. But since people have talked about it, we figured we at least kind of discuss them, since everyone else has discussed them already. So the first, and these are posted on 4chan too, which, I mean, go figure. It's take it with
a huge
grain of salt. So this first one is talking about some of the digital events that are happening, because obviously E3's not happening and it's going to be an all digital event. So rumor is that there will be two presentations coming up. First one is going to be in the month of May, which is going to be similar to what Microsoft did with the Xbox One original, because there's so many ways to say Xbox mm-hmm. One these days. There's going to be an event like that in May, and that will be kind of a little bit more of a console reveal. There's some IPs that are expected to be presented with it, things like Fable and Halo Infinite. And supposedly, after that, there's going to be a digital thing like for E3. So proper E3, except all of it's going to be online showcased. All like the Xbox press brief will probably still be there. And they've already confirmed that they're doing an E3 Xbox press brief. It's just going to be all virtual.
Mm-hmm.
But the May event is the rumored event at this point. And the rumor there for Halo Infinite is that it's going to be huge open world you can explore. And again, I'm just reading this from the post. I'm no way saying that this is happening. But they wrote, Halo Infinite has a huge open world that you can explore, yet the story missions themselves are linear, so you'll be able to progress through the story in a more classic way with optional exploration. It's a lot more ambitious campaign. Not your typical 6 to 9 hours, and they're doing a bold move with multiplayer, which will surprise people, but this move has the potential to bring Halo multiplayer back among the top of played games on Xbox. Yeah, I mean, like,
funny thing is, these are two of the leaks. I saw another one where they stated that it's not going to be an open world campaign. It's going to be a linear campaign similar to Halo 1, where you have just wide open spaces, you know, big maps, like the second level of Halo CE, where you have a lot of different ways that you can travel, but it still funnels you in the same directions.
Yeah, so again, it's like,
and I've also heard that it's got 21 missions, that you play 3 missions as the Arbiter, you play some missions as the Banished, that Master Chief dies, and Cortana's the one that kills him. It's like, sure.
Yeah.
The E3 event is the announcement for, you know, the E3 event for the Xbox. We already know it's coming. It would not surprise me if there was some type of Halo event as well, announcing Halo. Or it may be part of their E3 show.
I don't know if they would do a separate Halo event.
Like I said, it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, with everything like having to be digital like I said, now.
It all depends on how much stuff they have to show off. I would not be surprised for them to do a console launch like they did with the Xbox Brick. I mean, one. And then I would probably see them doing, you know, like in an E3 presentation for all the games that are currently set to launch this year, you know, like they would normally do on
E3. Yeah, I'm assuming the E3 press brief is not going to be much different than it has been in the past. Obviously, the format will be different, but as far as the normal set that they talk about during the E3 press brief, I don't see that changing.
I wonder if they're going to get the stage out.
Just bring back Keanu Reeves,
they're gonna put the stage out on the front lawn at the Microsoft campus like they did with Xbox One launch event where everybody was in a tent.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I don't know. I would assume it'd just be like maybe in the conference then they room.
They'll social distance from each other. You know, they gotta be at least 6 feet apart.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
But, you know, that part of it, I can see. The part about the actual game, yeah, I'm still, you know, the open world thing has been going ever since they launched, or ever since they announced Infinite.
It has.
And, I mean, it's possible that it could be an open world shooter. But I really don't see them taking Halo that way. Now, I'm not saying that they won't have large maps like they did in Halo CE,
mm-hmm.
where you have some places to explore, but I don't see a traditional just open world where you can just wander everywhere. Because, you know, I think this is going to take place in multiple locations. I don't think there's going to be just one location for the whole game.
So I'm thinking more like the mission Halo from Halo CE, or like when you're saving the Marines towards the end of the mission,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's not like the story itself is still linear, but the way to get there isn't necessarily the
same. You can say, you can save whatever batch of Marines you want to save.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
Or last or middle or whatever.
Yeah.
The order of how you accomplish things is not set. You just need to accomplish them.
Now, I'll say personally, like looking at games like Borderlands and Mass Effect, since I love those games, having optional side missions would be cool in a Halo game. But I think you might be right where it might not fit with the Halo formula.
Yeah. I mean, you can do the side missions without having an open world.
Yeah. It's just kind of one of those things where it's like from the trailers we've seen, it seems pretty...
I am not doubting that it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
With the horsepower they're talking about with the new Xbox and the information we've gotten about the Slipspace engine so far, this game is going to be massive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe Xbox is just going to sell their games on their little flash drives. You buy the game, you get a flash drive for the game. So instead of putting a CD in, you just put the flash drive in.
That would be interesting. But then every game purchase that you get physically would be, what, $120? If not more? Because those things are going to go for, what, $120?
Probably.
So like a game would be $150 or something like that.
I'm guessing it would be about $100, yeah. Yeah.
So that's the first...
Either that or you're going to have to... You know, every time you buy a game, you're going to have to buy a new drive to... loaded up too.
Well, in Halo, the Master Chief Collection is about what, 80 gigs right now? And it's supposed to support 4K graphics.
Yes, it does if you have the X.
Right.
I don't think it does on the S or the original Xbox.
Right. So, like, if you take the size of that game and maybe what Infinite would be, it could probably fit within the 100 gigs of space for all of Infinite. Depends on what they
well,
do.
Well, yeah, we don't know what the additions to the game will be over its life cycle.
Right.
I mean, it could be something like well, some of these other games out there that are just getting absolutely enormous.
Yeah.
To the point where developers are looking at cutting out content to bring in new content just because the game is getting so large.
Graphics be huge, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
the funny thing is that's not even counting the graphics package because it doesn't have 4K graphics.
Well, graphics is the bulk of game size, right?
Graphics
and audio.
Graphics and audio are the bulk of a game.
All right, I guess I should say more specifically, textures.
Right.
And audio.
But if the game is not designed to be rendered at 4K, then the files get smaller because they only have to account for 1080p. Right. So now you take and you add the ability to play the game at 4K, that what triples the size of the texture maps?
Well, it depends if you want the detail in those texture maps. You could put 4K texture maps just for all the games. It's just the engine would either render at lower quality or it would, yeah.
It would take up a lot more space. So the game gets even more bloated. Back to this mess.
Yeah.
Leak
number two. And this is where it starts to get really wild.
Yeah.
There will be 25 main missions, including a 20-hour-long campaign and 35 side missions with an additional 15 hours. Totaling 35 hours for campaign-based content, not including collectibles, Easter egg, and other hidden goods. 35 hours! That's not really Halo.
I don't see Halo having a campaign that's that long. Not to start with. No, I'm not saying it won't grow to that with expansions, depending on how they plan on developing with Infinite.
Right.
Now, there could be extended campaign packages that you purchase every 3 years.
If they do Infinite as games as a service, which has been one of the other rumors, it's not a leak, but it's a rumor, then, yeah, we could see campaign DLC.
And honestly, campaign DLC, I am totally cool with.
Yeah, I loved Spartan Ops.
The multiplayer DLC, paid DLC, is what I have a problem with. Because that just divides your community.
Yeah, I don't see them doing that again. I think they're going to do... There's going to be some kind of in-game microtransaction that won't be paid currency. Because Chris Lee's already said they're not doing monetary-based transactions. But there will be something...
Campaign DLC... Akin to, you know, like what ODST was originally supposed to be, was an add-on campaign to Halo 3.
Yep. And a lot of the games these days, you see stuff like Battle Pass with like Fortnite and Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the path they go down. Yeah. Like what Kevin said, paid Battle Pass system, which I'm like the whole like having to buy stuff into it. It's like, eh. But at the same time, if that's the option, then I guess I'm okay with it.
There's going to have to be something really interesting in that battle pass for me to buy it.
Yeah.
Either that or it's going to need to be really cheap. I'm serious. You know, there's going to have to be something in that battle pass that is either going to change the way the game plays or the story that's told.
Battle Pass is kind of vary from game to game, right? Because there's some where it's like you get a full season that's like $25 worth, but it's like several months of content where like I think stuff like Fortnite, it's like what, four, like either $5 or $10 and it's for a couple months.
Yeah. And you go through it in 10 minutes. you know, like I said, it all depends on the implementation of that and what you get with that battle pass. Because if it is just pure cosmetics, I probably won't touch it.
The other thing too, and this kind of comes up with like the whole Beowulf situation with getting his skin, is if there's something in in battle pass where it's like, okay, if because like normally with armor unlocks until Halo 5, there were certain criteria that you would have to get mm-hmm. to unlock a specific piece of armor. And granted, right. in Halo 5, you had to do it through rec packs. There's still a free way to get it. So if they start locking mm-hmm. a lot of the cosmetic stuff behind Battle Pass, and the only way to get it is through buying a Battle Pass, I think that's going to turn a lot of people off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there needs to be a free way to earn this stuff.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Is it a good business model? Not necessarily, because there are people out there like me that just won't pay for the stuff.
I think it's going to be a hard sell for the community if that happens.
Mm-hmm. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yep.
Anyway, the 20-hour campaign, no. The 15 hours of side missions, I don't see that. Skulls and collectibles? I see that.
Yeah. The next one's actually kind of exciting. Skulls return and are holdable, much like Halo 3. I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People have been asking for a while. I could see that being a thing in Infinite.
Yeah, people were not that impressed with Halo 4's skull implementation. I wasn't either. When I found my first skull, I'm like, I can't pick it up.
And then like Halo City Anniversary, you just walked over the skull and it unlocked. 25 missions will all feature Chief as the playable character. Now, I see Chief being kind of the primary character in this game. Mm-hmm. I think 343 kind of took that lesson learned from Halo 5. They're probably not going to not make Chief the main character.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a mission. I wouldn't mind missions that you play as a different character, but
yeah.
The game needs to be focused on Master Chief, yes.
Like, for me, I don't think now is the good time to do something like a Halo 2, but I enjoyed Halo 2 because of the dynamic in both stories, and they still went to a same conclusion. I don't think Infinite's in a position to do that.
Two points of view of the same, you know, the same path.
Mm-hmm.
One's coming to a realization. The other one knows the answer and is just trying to keep everybody alive. That kind of, you know, that kind of story is great. And like I said, even with Halo Infinite, if you play as a different character for a couple of missions, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I really hope they don't have required hub missions.
Yeah.
I know people like that, but no. Everything that was done in the hub missions could be handled in a cutscene.
Yeah.
They were put there just to hide stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, don't really
count them as missions. But, honestly.
Yeah, they're not something. There's no replay value to them once you find the collectibles that are in the mission.
Right.
You know, that you have no reason to play it. And you can't, you know, it's not like you can skip the mission either. You know, if you're doing a playthrough. Because then you don't get credit for completing it on such and such difficulty.
Pence does have a good point, but we got the love poem to Palmer.
True. That is true. But that could have been a collectible in any other mission.
Or, like, make that the start of a mission. Make, like, base camp be the front of the mission, and you're walking through base camp to start going into the mission itself, maybe.
Now, a hub area, like they did with ODST, I could probably go with that. You know, where you had New Mombasa, which was the hub
mm-hmm.
for all the other missions.
Yeah.
That I could probably deal with. But to just be playing along and all of a sudden to be stuffed in this mission and like,
right.
There's nothing to do
right.
except push X. Oh, go talk to that guy, then push X, and then go talk to that guy, and then push X, and then go over there to that computer terminal and listen to it go, bah, 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 and then push X, and then run to a Pelican.
For missions that take less than 2 minutes to finish, they're not missions.
That's not the kind of mission I'm looking for in a shooter.
Right. Next thing is side missions are unlocked when beating the main mission and feature a different playable character as they take place concurrently with the mission that unlocked them. Each main mission can unlock anywhere from 0 to 3 side missions. Again, we're not really sure if that fits in here. So we'll move on. All missions, main and side, will be launchable from the main menu at any time after unlocking them, so you don't have to worry about missing a side mission if you journey ahead.
That's per typical. I mean,
yeah, it's like
for that kind of layout.
Yeah. Again, that's like if it happens, which we don't think is happening right now.
Yeah.
The featured characters that will be in the side missions include Kelly, Linda, Fred, Jerome, Alice, Douglas, Palmer, Locke, Buck, Vale, Tanaka, Arbiter, Atriox, and Let Volier.
I don't see that.
I mean,
yeah.
Jerome, Alice, and Douglas, that means Spirit of Fire would have to be there.
Well, if they're bringing Atriox, then that means they've gone to the Ark and saved the Spirit of Fire.
Yeah, and this is like 3 years after.
Right. But this is also supposed to be focused on Installation 07.
I mean, like, from a timeline perspective? You have one mission
where you go to the Ark to save them and bring them into the game?
Here's what I'm thinking. It's one of those things where the timeline-wise, there's enough time to where, yeah, the Spirit of Fire could make it back to...
Could have been rescued.
Yes. Yeah, because there's basically 3 years between the events of Halo Wars 2 and now, and with Isabel there, she knows how to actually talk to UNSC because she has... Yeah, so like that's not out of the realm of possibility. And then, of course, with the Banished figure and kind of the write-up from the Mega Construct, it's kind of almost unofficially confirmed that Banished is in the game at this point. So having Atriox in there, okay, that's another possibility.
It could also be one of his other generals or captains or whatever the hell you want to call it.
I mean, I guess like having all these characters in there is possible. It's just like, are there really going to be side missions where you're going to be playing as these characters? Maybe as maybe as DLC, but as main campaign?
Well, the side missions, as far as the Spartans, I can kind of see that. That is possible. If it's in like a Spartan Ops type setup.
Yeah.
That I could see. But as far as playing as the Arbiter or Atriox or Let Vor, I don't know. It seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
But the 25 main mentions
That'd be 15 huge. Tops. Like, would people even want a campaign that long?
I mean, I would play it.
Yeah, I would too. But
the story was good, it wouldn't be that bad.
I'm talking about for your general player, though.
For your general player, it'd have to be one heck of a story to keep somebody involved in it that long.
I mean, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it, story modes have gotten longer. Like, if you look at things like, I guess that's more like a lot of RTS stories. The only other thing that I think that is comparable might be Borderlands, and that campaign is huge, and that's a first-person shooter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's more of a looter shooter.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But, I mean, that's the closest thing I can think of to this kind of format that this is suggesting. And yes, Halo Collector, it is called Infinite.
And it could... There could be something in that name too. There could be a very good reason why they're calling it Halo Infinite. At launch, I don't see them going past 15 missions.
It's hard to see it going super long.
I mean, Halo 2 with its 14 missions, was it?
It was 15. 15 with Arrival, but 14 playable.
Right. 14 missions. That was a long campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, getting through Halo 2, it takes some time. Even playing on easy.
Mm-hmm.
It takes pretty good chunk of time to go through it, not speedrunning, actually playing the game as it's intended.
Right.
and listening to all the dialogue.
Right.
And there's a lot of stuff in there. So it doesn't surprise me. You know, like I said, I really just don't see them going to 15 missions, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not over that. And then maybe later on adding additional DLC missions.
Yeah. It's hard to see anything greater than that right now, as traditionally as Halo's been. Anyway, next one is, after beating the campaign, you will unlock a new mode, exploration mode, which kind of goes what we were saying. If it's something like a new Mombasa hub type thing, that right. could make sense. And this lets you explore the open world environments without being restricted to the campaign as your multiplayer Spartan 2. The locations include installation 07, installation 04C, Charlie, so the one that just got ejected from the Ark and Halo Wars 2.
Mm-hmm.
The Ark, Earth, and Reach, as well as one more location I won't mention as it will be a huge spoiler for the main story.
In other words, you're pulling this all out of your... Never mind.
be able to explore installation 07, installation 04C, the Ark, Earth, and Reach?
Yeah, no.
Maybe as DLC, I don't see all five of those.
They're not going to create five open world areas. I just don't see them taking that path.
That's more far-fetched to me than the 20-hour campaign.
Yeah. Now you're starting to go into Destiny territory. You know, you just know. I don't see them doing that at all. Now, the next thing, playable elites and full armor customization, that I do see.
Yeah, for definitely for multiplayer, sure.
Playable brutes, though?
And that would be cool.
It would be cool, yeah. But...
Playable Promethean, Syracuse says yay.
Yay, I want to be a knight. I want to teleport all over the freaking map.
Ah, jeez. And then, wreck weapons and vehicles will not return in Halo Infinite except for a select few, but they will live on as weapon skins instead of weapon skins. Will live on as weapon skins instead of four weapon skin supported guns, most notably Oathsworn and Nornfang, which will be used by Killy and Linda respectively. I mean, that kind of makes sense.
I mean, I could see them thinning out the weapon sandbox, but.
Yeah.
Man, I gotta have my Super Fiesta.
Yes. It's been so much fun.
You've done let the genie out of the bottle.
Yeah.
You can't put it back in.
I'm with you on that one. Yeah.
It's frustrating as heck, but it's also fun.
So, again, these are leaks, quote unquote. Huge grain of salt. Stuff like this is definitely way out there. I mean, some of the things is just like, okay, this makes sense just because of where Halo would go as a direction, but some of these are just like, that doesn't really sound like Halo. It doesn't make much sense. So, again, these are things that are being posted out there, and a lot of this stuff is not likely going to happen.
Probably not.
Things like customization for armor. Yeah. That most likely is going to happen. Like, why wouldn't it happen?
Mm-hmm.
Pick upable skulls. Yeah, that makes sense. 35 side missions with a 35-hour campaign? Mm-mm. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, the speed run's going to be 10 hours. Sure, no.
Oh, the speedrunning community would flip. Anyways, that's the leaks, quote unquote, that are going around. So we've talked about them. We won't talk about them again. Because until we hear the words out of the horse's mouth, they don't really mean much.
I got a feeling that we'll know more by the end of next month.
Right. Yeah, if they're, yeah. For the Xbox E3 press brief, whatever that ends up being, there will be Halo stuff there. They can't not have Halo stuff for the E3 press brief, not with how close Infinite is to launching.
One other thing I did see is, I think this was an official PAX post, they are still currently planning PAX West to have it. They have not canceled it yet.
Interesting. Because I was looking for that last week, but I couldn't find anything.
Yeah. I found it. I ran across it in my notifications, and I can't even remember where I saw it, but it was on a PAX account, and I was pretty sure it was the actual PAX.
Official PAX?
Tag, yeah. But of course, now I can't find it. But the reason I remember it is because there was a Twitter fight on it about how they should cancel it, and that all those events should be canceled for the next 2 years and all this stuff. I hope not.
Yeah.
I mean, if it is unsafe, yes, cancel it. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, but because if it's unsafe, I'm not going anyway.
Yeah.
So, more feed the fire, feed the Twitter arguments.
Yeah, Kevin doesn't think it's going to happen.
In all honesty, it probably is not. Just because there's just not enough time.
I mean, just like the leaks, is one of those things is like until they say for sure that it's canceled, then I'm like holding out hope that it's still a possibility, but it's still one of those things like, okay, unless by like June, July timeframe, if vaccines start coming out and people start getting vaccinated and it's showing good progress, it's kind of one of those concerns of like, even if it's still there, do I risk the travel? So we've been having some of this conversation in our Discord as well. And there is another milestone coming up next year too, which doesn't make, I mean, this year was going to be huge because it's Infinite launch year.
A launch year.
But next year isn't so bad because next year is Halo's 20th anniversary. So do 20th anniversary, do a big Halo Fest. So like Halo Fest was a small thing.
In Kansas, that way everybody can come to the middle of the country. Everybody has to travel the same amount of distance except me.
Do it in Dallas.
Honestly, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I could drive to Dallas. That's not that bad.
That's almost smack dab in the middle of the country. In Oklahoma City, that's more
Dallas.
That's more central.
Dallas is not in the middle of the country.
Well, if you look at like the population gap, it kind of dips in the middle of the country.
I'm looking the physical middle of the country.
Geographically.
Geographically. Yes. In other words, distance traveled.
Oklahoma City. That's pretty close, right? That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We are kind of at that 2-hour mark, so for the podcast version, I think the interview is going to be posted as a separate show. So that'll be coming out on the DLs probably after this show. I'm not sure if I'll post it before or after this one. Anyways, but for those on the live stream, I'll play right after we're done here. We're going to go ahead and close things out. We just want to thank everyone for listening and for the raid from Hayden. Thank you so much for raiding us. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that people love what we're doing and stop by to listen to us ramble on about Halo. You can check us out on social media. We are across Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Podtacular and you'll find it. Twitter and Facebook is where we post a lot of our updates regarding topics of the week, community polls, reminding everybody to vote in game night polls on Discord. So if you want to kind of keep up to date with what we're doing, social media wise, Twitter and Facebook are the places to be. You can also interact with us on Discord in our Spartan Company or our Xbox Club. Discord's another one of those big places to be if you have Discord. We have our game nights that we post the poll up there for you to vote on whether or what game you want to play specifically. We have our streaming platforms as well, Twitch, YouTube, and Mixer, where we stream our live streams every week. And those live streams include Fraggin' Friday, which is hosted by GT, which starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And again, voting for that game, whichever game it will take place tomorrow. And the options right now are Halo 5 on Xbox, MCC on Xbox, MCC on PC, or The Flight on PC, because the Halo 2 flighting is still going on. And we assume at this point most people have The Flight because they've been doing a pretty diligent job on making sure a lot of people have access to The Flight. And whether you have Steam or Windows or Microsoft's version, it doesn't matter. Both of them will play with each other. So if you have the Flight, you can vote on that one as well. And then for our Spartan Company, we do have plenty of spots. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we're still going for the Achilles helmet. Slow grind, but we're still going to be working on it as long as we can. So you can go on over there and request to enlist, and someone will get you in the company. Xbox Club, we don't use as much, but every once in a while, we'll pull some content from it if anybody posts there, which rarely anyone does. But if someone wants to start posting there, we will pull content from there to cover on the show. Just saying. From a podcast side of things, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn, and other podcast services. Just search for Podtacular. If you cannot find us on any podcast service that you would prefer to listen to us on, please reach out to us and let us know. You can reach out to us on social media or in our Discord, and we will work to get the podcast up wherever you want to listen to it. You can also support the community through Patreon. I know right now there's finances are probably tough, so contributing to a Patreon would not necessarily be the best thing, but just to let you know, it is out there. You get perks like access to VODs, recordings of the show, being able to get access to the show notes, being able to participate in community polls for Patreon-exclusive polls, and then eventually Patreon-exclusive giveaways and that kind of stuff. For the couple of people that are patrons right now, we actually posted up a ask of topic of the month for next month. Only two people qualify for that right now, so I don't know if we'll get a response on that, but it is there. For those that are part of the Patreon, shout-outs to Clifford Wilson and Leberkus for being supporters of the Patreon. Really appreciate you guys supporting the show. Another way you can support us is through Amazon, through making purchases that you would normally make through Amazon, which Amazon shopping is up right now given the current pandemic. What you can do is, once you get your cart full, head on over to podtacular.com/Amazon, and then part of your purchase comes over to us here on the show, and it helps pay for things like hosting, domain registration, and eventually, ideally, through Patreon and Amazon, we can do some community tournaments as well. It's an idea we've been tossing around. Finally, you can donate to us directly if you would like. We have a PayPal set up. You can go to podtacular.com/donate. And you can donate monetarily one time, and you might be able to set up a recurring donation if you want to do it that way. But would definitely recommend checking out Patreon and Amazon first. But if you so choose to do donations directly to us, then PayPal would be the way to go there. Finally, check out the Halo Hub. It is a Discord server for community content creators and Halo fans who love and enjoy community content. We pull stuff there from there every once in a while for the show, and it is run by our good friend Haas over there. So make sure you go over and check that out at thehalohub.com. Any final words before we wrap things up for tonight, GT?
Look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night for Fraggin' Fridays. If you want to give me a follow, you can find me on Twitter and on Steam at Godzilla Todd. Find me on Xbox at Godzilla Space T.
And you're still streaming throughout the week?
I have not been streaming throughout the week because I've been job hunting.
Got it.
So sorry about that, but unfortunately paychecks are a little bit more important.
Makes sense.
And of course I found a job, and now I won't be able to stream in the afternoons anyway because I'll be working. But I'll be making more money.
Yay!
But I might start streaming a little later in the evenings to make it a little easier for people to watch while you're actually at home instead of still at work. So keep an eye on my Mixer channel.
Cool.
You can find me at Godzilla Todd there, and maybe I'll see you there. Yep.
And then for me, my wife and I are actually going to start streaming again for her campaign run through Halo 2. We're going to actually start that this weekend, I think. We played a little bit last week to get her reused to the controls, and she actually impressed me and picked them back up very quickly. So she's driving around the Warthog and being able to melee and shoot things really well. So we'll jump back into the campaign. We actually did start playing the Halo 2 campaign a little bit, but we're going to restart it since we didn't get through it too much. And no, C-Fox, we're not doing Legendary. We're doing Easy. We're doing co-op. You can tune in to find out.
It'll play like Legendary.
For her, it might, yeah. Streaming for us, it's probably going to be, I think we discussed Sunday around 6 p.m., so it'd be right before Achieving Halo, and it'll be on my personal channel. It might be Saturday. Check my personal Twitter and Facebook, so at Duststorm on Twitter and Duststorm117 on Facebook, and I'll post when we're doing it. We're going to try to get that set up to stream on Mixer and Twitch at least. Yeah, if you want to come watch my wife experience Halo 2 for the very first time, then please come on over. Please support her in her Halo journey. She is very excited about the story. Really excited about the universe of Halo. So I'm excited to show it to her. And yeah, my little nerd corner of the universe. All right, everybody. Thanks again for tuning into this show, whether watching us live on stream or downloading us. We appreciate all the support that you guys continue to give us. And we will get some new Infinite news here soon. It'll be soon. It's coming. You just gotta hold out a little bit longer. So keep on fragging trucks, everybody.